This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Elkton Village recently approved adjustments to its zoning map, affecting properties along Main Street. The changes, part of updates to zoning ordinances, mainly focus on correcting the boundaries of the B1 Business Service District. Most notably, 43 parcels currently zoned as B2 General Business Districts will now fall under the B1 category. Additional adjustments involve rezoning some one-family resident districts for industrial use. According to Village Clerk Treasurer Phyllis A. Berneski, while these changes may seem significant, they primarily streamline zoning along Main Street. The amendments would be effective starting May 2nd. For more information, you can visit villageofelkton.com or go to the Village Hall, and you can find more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And an emergency medical alert was issued by Chief Medical Examiner Dr. William Marone, who covers five counties, including Tuscola. Quote, "There is a really bad batch of fentanyl, and we need to warn the public and first responders," stated Marone in his alert. Quote, "I have seen what looks like six drug overdoses in 11 days. This is unusual. In the last 24 hours in Tuscola, two appear to be clear drug overdoses as part of the six overdoses in 11 days. He offers the following suggestions. Get into treatment. Go out and get Narcan. Do not use drugs alone. Find and use test strips. And get into treatment," he reiterates. Marone is the chief medical examiner of Aranac Bay, Osco, Midland, and Tuscola counties. And the two top officers of law and order in Tuscola County will be leaving their careers at the end of the year. County Prosecutor Mark Rain announced he is not seeking re-election. Rain joined the county's prosecutor's office 31 years ago under the tenure of former prosecutor Robert Reed. He has been a prosecutor for the last 24 years. During that time, he has been a champion of justice in helping victims see the perpetrators are punished for their wrongdoings. Besides upholding justice, he battled cancer along the way as well. As he is leaving, he is putting his support behind Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Erica Lawley, who has worked beside him for the last 7 years. On Friday, Wally announced she will be running for prosecutor. In addition, Tuscola Sheriff Glenn Skrent, who has worked closely with Rain over the years. Skrent has been in law enforcement for 46 years. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Area farmers, are you taking advantage of all the benefits of John Deere Precision Ag Technology? Call Tri-County Equipment at 810-321-5333 to take advantage of this amazing technology with your equipment. Precision Ag reduces your input costs through better machine management and application accuracy. It increases your yields by improving every aspect of your production process. It relieves operator and equipment stress by automating repetitive tasks and enabling remote diagnostics. And all this improves your bottom line. And we know margins can be thin. So improve those margins with John Deere Precision Ag Technology. For no obligation consultation, call Tri-County Equipment's AMS Technology Support at 810-321-5333 and start improving your bottom line.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Authorities are seeking public assistance in identifying a suspect involved in the recent bank robbery at the Sunrise Family Credit Union in Essexville. The FBI, in collaboration with the Hampton Township Public Safety Department, has released new photos of the alleged perpetrator and is urging anyone with information to come forward. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 9th at approximately 10:30 a.m. The unidentified individual, described as a slim-built man standing between 5'10 to 6 feet tall, entered the credit union located in Essexville. He was clad in a black hat featuring a white American flag logo, a black hoodie, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a white face mask. According to reports, the suspect brandished a semi-automatic pistol and threatened a bank teller to hand over the money. The FBI Detroit field office, in conjunction with local law enforcement, is actively pursuing leads in this ongoing investigation. And the St. Clair County's Drug Task Force had a busy week executing multiple search warrants. The warrants resulted in one arrest and four felony drug charges. The task force seized over 15 grams of methamphetamine, 2 grams of fentanyl, crack cocaine, 13 firearms, drug paraphernalia, scales, and packaging materials. The task force was assisted by St. Clair County Special Response Team and the United States Border Patrol K-9 in their efforts this week. As a result of those efforts, 25-year-old Connor Porter of Port Huron was arrested April 17th after the execution of a search warrant on 22nd Street. At arraignment, Poirier was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of analogs, and maintaining a drug house. Poirier's bond was set at $5,000 cash or surety. And a Michigan sheriff says a young brother and sister died and several people were injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunken driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough says an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother died at the scene when a 66-year-old woman drove 25 feet into the building at about 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township. That's about 30 miles south of Detroit. Goodenough did not identify the woman driving the vehicle, but said she was taken into custody, suspected of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. He said she was cooperating with authorities. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time to spring into a new vehicle from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. In stock and arriving daily, you'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 2.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $2,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $4,000 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2023 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers end on April the 30th, 2024. Trade-in assistance, renewal, and planned cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing 2 elections there in the past decade. That is giving the UAW hope of making broader inroads in the South, the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is 2 Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where workers will vote next month on whether to join the union. Harry Katz, a labor relations professor at Cornell University, says other companies will be more aggressive than UV and fighting to prevent workers from unionizing. And the House has passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. But don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. House Republicans included TikTok as part of a foreign aid package that was a priority for President Joe Biden and had broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel. Adding the TikTok measure meant that it would be fast-tracked after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. The bill passed on Saturday and now goes to the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans have voiced national security concerns about the app's owner, the Chinese technology firm ByteDance Ltd. And Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight killed 18 people, including 14 children. The latest strikes come as the United States was on track to approve those billions of dollars of additional military aid to its close ally. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive there, despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. The first strike killed a man, his wife, and their three-year-old child. The woman was pregnant, and the doctors managed to save the baby. The second strike killed eight children and two women, all from the same family. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. We do have one local obituary this morning. Wave M. Manuel, age 58 of Sebring, went to meet her Lord and Savior on Monday, April 15th. Memorial visitation is planned for Tuesday, April 23rd at Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring from 2 until 8 p.m. The memorial service will be Wednesday, April 24th at New Salem Lutheran Church in Sebring. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30, with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Wave Manuel's name. You can share a memory with the family at jmfuneralhome.com. And you can view this and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.